Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
We talked about our autumn installment of Unearthed.
Yes.
Something we did not talk about at all because I just felt like it was too big of a bummer and also an ongoing immediately as I was working on this. It might have even, did it happen in September or October? The person who cut down the tree in the gap in Hadrian's Wall.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that.
That's not unearthed. It's just
it's not really
jerked.
Unearthed. It's a thing that happened at a historical site. And I don't know. I was like, people might ask why we didn't talk about this. That's why. The kid who found the coin in the sandbox.
Yeah.
The last time we had something that was about a child that had found something in school, I was just charmed and delighted by the photos.
Yeah.
Of this child who had no patience, it looked like.
No interest in being part of a historically significant find.
Yeah, I loved it. So the photos and the video that I saw of this particular little boy who, this was in German. It's possible that had I emailed my friend who lives in Germany to say, can you tell me what this video says? She might have elucidated some things, but she also has COVID right now and I did not want to bother her with work question. It does not have the same demeanor of like no patience for any of this, but does just seem absolutely unfazed by being on television right now.
Yeah.
So I found that amusing also. We were going to be sure to mention.
Yeah.
We are aware that there is Antikythera stuff in the latest Indiana Jones movie. I am aware of this, having not even watched it myself.
Do you want to hear my ridiculous reaction to that film?
Sure.
So I was lucky enough to get invited to the premiere.
Yeah.
So Brian and I went, which was very, very fun. And I truly, truly loved it. Like, for me, this was like someone reached in my brain and said, what would Holly like to see in an Indiana Jones film? Voila.
I love it when that happens.
Voila. But what was funny, and they pronounce it differently, they say Antikythera, and it's often Mads Mikkelsen saying it, which makes it very alluring, but also scary. The second that was introduced, because I knew nothing about it going in, I was like leaning over to Brian periodically and going, that part's true. That part's true. That's not true at all. Sponge divers did find it. Like, I was like obsessed. But what
so
was
fun.
Funny is as, and like, that was just a magical evening. John Williams conducted an orchestra before the movie started with several pieces played from the Indiana Jones
oeuvre of music, and it was just amazing. But as the film ended, and we had plans because we had other friends that were also there, I just like looked at Brian and I said, I feel so sorry for the people we're about to have drinks with, because they're just going to get nonstop me talking about the Antikythera mechanism.
Yeah.
Boy, did I like that movie. And it as we were doing this, I was like, I think Tracy knows that that's a key part. I mean, the whole movie is about it, essentially. Obviously, they attribute some qualities and capabilities to it that are not
sure.
real in any kind of way.
Sure.
But I was like, I feel like if we don't say anything about this, a lot of people are going to be like, did you guys not know that?
I feel like we probably will have gotten emails by the time this
we'll
Friday
see.
Episode comes out, asking why we didn't mention it in the episode itself.
I still am thinking a lot about how fun it would be to make that suffragette card game.
Oh, yeah. Suffragette card game is a I hang out with a lot of people who are very into games and design games and make games and write games. A lot of game people in my life. And every fall, we take a long weekend and a bunch of this same circle of friends. We hang out at a very big house that we all rent together as a group for a long weekend. And there's a lot of playing games that usually happens there. And I can just see in my head that group of people playing the suffragette game and like screaming jail, jail, jail at the top of their lungs.
I mean, listen, you don't have to be playing a game. You could just yell jail, jail, jail for fun now and again, but it does seem like it would be enjoyable as a game.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I think I might go dig up. It seems like there was a printed, there was a scan of the rules, which I read. And I really do think there's like a PDF of all of the card faces that would be an easy thing to, you know, print out and stick on some cardstock.
I suppose. I'm like, that seems like work. Would those cards be smooth? Like, I'm already into the logistics phase.
Yeah, Holly is not in the world of print and play games.
No, I want factory laminated for smooth shuffling.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
I also really enjoyed the Barbette letter that you read at the end of the first part, because it was really about like Austin's identity as a place of free spirits, which
really was what my curiosity had been when I posed that question. Yeah. Like,
man, like, was that a good place for Barbette to have settled back into?
Right.
And it seems like maybe.
So, yeah. Whatever's happening on your weekend, I hope it's gonna go great. Whether it's work time or leisure time or some other time, hope it's gonna be as good as it can possibly be. We will be back with a Saturday Classic tomorrow. We will have a brand new episode on Monday. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.